Thank you for joining us for The Power of Faith with David Hathaway. It is our hope that you will be inspired and encouraged by today's message. We pray God's blessing upon you as you listen today. Don't forget to visit our website, eurovision.org.uk, for more information on David's ministry. In today's episode, David teaches on being led by the Lord. From childhood, David has wanted every day and every part of his life to be under the direction and control of the Holy Spirit. When he looks back over 70 years of ministry, he knows with absolute certainty that there has been both purpose and direction to his life. God has been in control of all his days and all his experiences. Everything that has happened in his life was foreknown in God's plan. God can touch your life in a very powerful way and begin to direct and use you. Then in years to come, you will see the direction he has taken. It will be evident, there will be no mistake. Now, join David for today's inspiring message.
Abraham still believed, and that he would become the father of many nations. And verse 19, he didn't become weak in faith because of his age. He was about 100 years old, and with a man to father children age 100, just takes some kind of a miracle. And he wasn't either, he didn't waver in faith because of Sarah's age, because you know women past childbearing age. Despite all the things against it, which said that it was impossible, he held on to belief that what God said, he would do it. And as you know, even when the child was born, Abraham even offered up his son, because God asked Abraham to take his son and go to the mountain and to offer his son as a sacrifice. And Abraham was even bound his son, put him on the altar, lifted the knife, even though God, this was, look, in old age, a miracle had happened. They'd got the child. Now Abraham, in faith, is about to kill the son of promise, who is the only hope for the future. But he didn't waver. And I can tell you this, all right, I'm over 90, and I'm looking forward for the coming years of my ministry. But it was such a, and it's difficult to explain. There I was, waiting on the Lord, fellowshipping with the Lord, and the Lord was speaking to me. And it's as if I was saying to the Lord, look, there are certain things in my life which have not yet been fulfilled. There are promises that the Lord has given to me. There are various things in my life. You might be surprised. But even age 91, I know that there is a future. I know that there are things which still not only I have to do, but which God has to do. And I'm holding on in faith. But this, I needed this. And, you know, I didn't get it. I must admit, I didn't get it in church. I sometimes have to get away alone with the Lord to get these real challenges. But the Lord was really challenging me that it was Abraham's faith that God would fulfill every promise that gave him his righteousness. That's what it says. Abraham wasn't justified by what he did, although he was obedient. You know, Abraham left his home, went out and spent the rest of his life in the wilderness. The Bible actually says when he left home, he didn't know where he was going. He wandered in the wilderness. But despite this, Abraham wasn't saved by that. He was saved by his faith and his belief that God would fulfill every promise, even when it was totally impossible. And you know, it's the same with me. I have to hold on because I know the things. There are things that God has promised in my life that are yet to be fulfilled. I mean, simple things like, I believe God has said that I'm going to see greater miracles in the last years of my life than anything I've ever seen previously. Yes, I've seen incredible miracles. I suppose I've seen more miracles than any living man. I mean, it's not just healings, it's not just the raising of the dead, but it's the calming of the storms. It's so much. You have to read some of the articles to see how incredible these miracles were. Even the calming of the storm in Caesarea, which was a more violent storm than Jesus stopped on Galilee. This was on the Mediterranean coast. But what God is saying to me, this is only a beginning. I'm going to show you bigger miracles. And in fact, a large part of my prayer time is praying over these bigger miracles that God is going to do in these last years of my life, so that the end of my life is going to be 1,000 times more powerful than anything in my younger days. What a challenge. But I believe it. And that's why I'm working as I am. That's why I work in Central Asia, but I don't know whether it's going to be Central Asia or where. I believe also that God said to me many, many years ago, so long ago, I can't remember when it was, but I believe God said to me, for example, you began in Israel, because it was that journey to Israel in 1961 that launched all this. And I believe he said, you'll end in Israel. But I mean, when you look at Israel today, first of all, because of what I did in Caesarea, I was banned from Israel. I can't travel there. I was banned from going there. And then look at the war situation. And when I'm talking to you, Israel is at war with Hamas in Gaza. But despite this, I know that God will take me back into Israel and perform powerful miracles there. Just as I believe that in Central Asia, God is going to show his power and work tremendous miracles. But if you can understand the two things that gripped me last Sunday was one, that like Abraham, I can never, if I work 1,000 years, I can never repay God for the way that he's blessed my life. Even blessing me with cancer twice, blessing me with having me stuck in a communist prison for a year, all the other tragedies, yet all of these God used, and I thank God for them. And that's a powerful thing to do. And then when I read this verse, Abraham didn't waver in believing that God would fulfill his promise. I ended up by praying, oh God, increase my faith. Give me greater faith. Give me faith like Abraham, that to believe that you will do everything that you promised. And looking back at the film we produced 23 years ago, The Rape of Europe, and seeing how so much of that is prophetic. Yeah, I think people have to look. I had to look at it again in answer to what happened. It's prophetic, and God will not fail. If only you could trust God like this. Oh, look, it's don't serve God for money, don't serve God for anything else except that you've only got one life to offer, and that life can never repay the debt that you owe for your salvation. And for me, I've got a double debt, not just my salvation, but the way that God has led me through all these years. I owe such a debt. And I'm going to need to live more than another 20 years, 30 years, in order to try to repay the debt. And I don't want to go to heaven until I've repaid something more of the debt I owe. Thank you, Lord.
This year, David will be ministering in Ukraine, Central Asia, and Poland. We invite you to be part of this great work. Together, we can make a lasting difference to the lives of so many people. All his life, David Hathaway has been believing, searching, seeking for more of God's power, more of the Holy Spirit. In his book, A Faith Beyond, David shows how to make faith work. David believes that none of us fully comprehend how great our God is, or the limitless extent of his power here on earth. But the only way to see and demonstrate the power of God is by having a faith beyond. Because there are no limits to God's power. Order David's book, A Faith Beyond, by visiting our website, eurovision.org.uk/shop. Thank you for listening to the Power of Faith broadcast with David Hathaway. We would love to hear from you. Contact us by visiting eurovision.org.uk. Also available online are many free teaching resources to help you on your walk with God. David has written many faith-building books to encourage and inspire. Order these online today. Each month, David ministers online and in person. Our ministry is only possible because of the faithful support of so many people. For details on our evangelism and humanitarian relief work, visit eurovision.org.uk. Thank you again for listening.